Hi, this is a dictation for patient Rayland Gordon, R-A-Y-L-A-N-D-G-O-R-D-O-N. And he presents with the following. His date of birth is 10-26-83, date of accident 3-4-2021, and date of service 7-12-2022. Mr. Rayland Gordon states that he is suffering from pain in the right eye and the face area, including the zygomatic bone area, is swollen due to a fracture of the orbital bone. He also had a fracture of the nasal bone during this accident. Although I don't have any X-ray report from the hospital, but he is coming here for evaluation, and we saw him first time on 12-14-2021. He was complaining of pain in the neck, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and severe headache, 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. He was found to have a severe tenderness and pain in both the sacroiliac joints, which are still tender. He was provided an opportunity to continue some therapy, which has not helped him a lot. The patient had an MRI, and it did not show any finding in the lumbar spine, and in the left shoulder only AC joint regenerative changes were found, and in the right shoulder partial thickness tear of the distal anterior rotator cuff tendon was found along with AC joint changes. The patient has been advised to have injections to this area to bring rapid relief, and also to find an opportunity to do a surgical consultation. The patient has not obtained the injection treatment at all. He has not provided the consent. He is trying physical therapy 3 times per week, which has not made much improvement also. MRI of the surgical spine was ordered because the patient was complaining all the time, and it was also not done. The patient has been asked to get the MRI for the cervical spine done, and he has already obtained the refill of the medication. The patient reports that he is suffering from the pain, same pain, but also his right elbow is hurting as well. And pain level is 10, and the ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Only 20% relief has been reported to the player. In the ADLs, patient has specified work and mood, general activity are affected 10. And the sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Walking ability is affected 8. The rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, patient reports of headaches, difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, no other finding. There is no vision disturbance, double vision. There is no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of memory, no focus problem. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the shoulders, neck and lower back, as well as pain in the lower back with nerve pain. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain is worsening, especially in the lower back, and he points out towards the tailbone area in the sacroiliac joint. There are no changes in the medical history otherwise, or surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss area. No new accident have been reported. Current pain medication is Ultran, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 168/150, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100%. The patient is, rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 5/31/2022, dictation number 0602-077. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to review all the medications, and patient has been provided isoniazid 4 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Celebrex 200 mg once a day, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day, and Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Patient has also provided gabapentin 60 for nerve pain and headaches. Injection to the shoulder and injection to the sacroiliac joint have been advised, and when patient returns, will discuss those more further. Currently, he has been ordered to have an MRI of the neck to make sure that we have got captured all the pathologies. Thank you. His physical therapy will continue as before, and focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, and shoulders, and SI joint. He remains disabled for work. Thank you. He also being referred for maxillofacial surgeon for a consultation for the swelling of the orbit and the nose to identify any further need for any plastic surgery. Oh, his disability has been cancelled. He is not disabled for work or any housework replacement or transportation. He is able to drive his car. And his physical therapy has been ordered only once a week for the shoulder only. Thank you.